This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. A 16-year-old has been arrested, accused of firing shots at a Walmart in Monroe. The boy has not been named because he's a minor. He was arrested on one charge of attempted second-degree murder, one charge of possession of a handgun by a juvenile, and one charge of illegal use of a weapon. In Baton Rouge, a bill that would limit certain foreign entities from leasing or buying property in Louisiana has won approval in the State House of Representatives. The bill would ban agents of China, Cuba, Iran, and North Korea, Venezuela, and Russia from buying or titling property in the state of Louisiana. In committee, many Asian Americans voiced worries that the bill would limit their ability to buy land or businesses here. To help allay those fears, there was language that was added to the amendment that was clarifying by a 78-22 vote, pretty much down party lines. House Bill 537 now will move into the Senate. And Senate Health and Welfare killed a bill that would prohibit gender-affirming care for minors. The vote was 5-4 to defer the legislation for the regular session. Republican Chairman and St. Martin Parish Senator Fred Mills cast the tie-breaking vote.
I do believe in a physician, and I believe in the right for a family to choose what's best for them. I vote yes.
Pollock Representative Gabe Ferment's bill would prohibit doctors from giving minors puberty blockers or performing any gender transitioning procedures. Alexandria Senator Jay Leno says there are no cases of a parent allowing their child to have a sex change before 18.
It's a solution looking for a problem. Is it possible? Sure. Lots of things are possible. Does it mean that it's likely to happen? It means just the opposite, because we would have seen, we would know, we would have the data showing us that this has occurred.
Ferment says he's trying to protect children from what he calls experimental treatments. He believes gender dysphoria should be treated as a mental health issue that includes counseling. But Leno says gender-affirming care has the support of several major medical organizations.
The vast majority of the national organizations dealing with medicine that all agree. And most of them agree that much of this therapy is good therapy and needed therapy.
Opponents of the legislation pointed to studies that show transgender youth are at less at risk for depression and suicidal thoughts if they're able to get access to gender-affirming care. I'm Corey Crow. This is KEDM.